Our time now is 5:44. It's All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris. Local prosecutors have taken a firm stance that those who traffic minors for sex will face stiff penalties. Many found guilty of the crime are serving long prison sentences, but what attorneys are calling a first in Georgia, a civil lawsuit about to get underway, could hold the motel owners where the trafficking took place responsible. Atlanta attorney Pat McDonough represents the victim.
The goal, right, is to, in a civil world, is to compensate someone, right? Sure. And then also we hope, right, in the long run, not only is the individual compensated, but we hope this then gets the attention of other businesses and try to change behavior, right? And to make it where hotels are trying to rescue survivors and victims and not, you know, profit off of them. Because one thing is very clear after doing this for the past 5 years. If a hotel does not want this type of activity and they're not looking to profit off this and they call the police every time they see something, guess what? Traffickers don't go to those hotels.
Let's go back to the case. So this happened in 2016 and it took place at the America's Best Inn and Suites Motel in Decatur. The owner on the defendant is Shurish and Durga Incorporated. Someone underage was sold for sex. The minor wanted to talk to police, but the hotel owner kind of stood in the way. Am I getting the facts of that right?
She was sold by a trafficker, and after that happened, trafficker's accomplice kind of came in, and they took the money, and they took all of her clothes and left her there. And so she wrapped herself in the hotel comforter and went to the front desk for help, and they laughed at her. And so when they laughed at her, she pulled the fire alarm, and that led the police there. And then ultimately, that led to an investigation, and they tracked down the trafficker, and he was convicted and sent to prison for trafficking her there.
And so the defendant in this case does not deny that this happened. Is that correct?
They don't deny that she was trafficked, right? I mean, he was arrested and convicted. They just claim they don't know anything about it.
So in the trial court, they asked for summary judgment, correct?
Yeah, so it's the stage before you get to a trial. It's a legal maneuver that the defense tries to get the case dismissed on legal technical grounds and not allowed to go to trial. And the judge here said, no, there's at a minimum a factual dispute. And then the Court of Appeals upheld that and said there is a factual dispute, so we have a right to bring our case to trial.
So is that the final say, or is it possible to go to the state Supreme Court?
They could file a motion for reconsideration, or they could ask the Supreme Court to what they call cert, or where they could ask Supreme Court to take this and review it. It's not automatic. The Supreme Court could take it or could not take it, but they have 10 days to make that decision.
Again, remind us, what makes this situation, this particular case, unique?
There's a two-year statute of limitations for a case that, like, we filed. But typically what happens is, you know, years and years go by, and so then we have to file in federal court, because federal court has a statute of limitations that is 10 years.
Okay, and is it a better situation to have it in a state court as opposed to federal?
We really wanted to be in state court, and she wanted to be in state court. One of the things that we think is so powerful about state court is, like, this is the community where the hotel is, right? This is the community that we think she should be able to have, you know, a jury of her peers that decides, do we want hotels in our community that allow this to go on? It's not like drug dealing where you can kind of do it on any street corner, right? You need a place. And so these hotels are, you know, obviously a prime target. If the trafficker can go there and the hotel, you know, turns a blind eye, you know, that's where this takes place. And I think there are some hotels that are absolutely doing the right thing. They're training their people and they don't put up with it. And guess what? It doesn't happen at those hotels.
What damages are you seeking?
We typically don't come up with the exact number until we get closer to trial and what we ask the jury for. And so, you know, we're not there for the exact number, but it would be substantial of what she had to go through.
How is your client?
She's one of the most amazing people you'd ever meet. Literally, when she walks in a room, you ever met someone who just kind of lights up a room?
Sure.
She's like that, and it's just amazing. But, you know, that doesn't mean that she hasn't suffered, right? It's a lifelong healing process to get through something like this, but she's great.
Pat McDonough leads the sex trafficking division for Anderson, Tate, and Carr. Pat, thanks so much for explaining this to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time.